At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Two major bills will soon head to the full state Senate. The State Affairs Committee yesterday advanced a bill that would end most union payroll deductions for state public employees. The other measure is one of the emergency items the governor declared for this session, a resolution supporting a convention of states to amend the U.S. Constitution. Greg Abbott wants to hold a convention to restrain the federal budget, check federal government power, and enact term limits for U.S. officials. The Senate could vote on the resolution as early as next week. The North Texas Food Bank has launched a campaign to raise $55 million to fight hunger. The group served 70 million meals last year. The food bank wants to push that number to 92 million a year by 2025. Interim Food Bank President and CEO Simon Powell says hunger takes a toll on the entire community.
If a child isn't getting nutritious food, they're not going to do well at school. If they don't do well at school, they're going to struggle to find employment. If people aren't getting access to nutritious food, they're going to run into health issues.
The new fundraising campaign will help finance a new food distribution center in Plano, which would make more room for volunteers.
We'll get huge boxes of mixed cans of all different things. Well, we rely on volunteers to sort through all of that. You know, put all the tomato sauce into one box, put all the canned corn into another box. And we are not going to get to do 92 million meals unless we can get significantly more volunteers.
The Plano Distribution Center is set to open next year. The food bank has already raised $40 million toward its $55 million goal. Hundreds of students walked out of their classrooms as part of Day Without Immigrants demonstrations across Texas yesterday. They were protesting President Trump's policies on immigration. Dallas School Board member Miguel Solis said more than 1,100 students went on strike. School absences in Fort Worth were about 13% above normal, and other districts in North Texas saw light to moderate increases in absenteeism. However, classrooms in the Austin area were reported to be no more than half full. Hundreds of immigrant rights advocates also rallied and marched from the Texas Capitol through downtown Austin. Immigration roundups across the country last week resulted in nearly 700 arrests. The operations brought renewed attention to the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. ICE is in charge of allowing people into the country and deporting others. Sarah Saldana is a longtime Dallas resident and former U.S. attorney who ran the agency under the Obama administration. In our Friday conversation, Saldana talked to Rick Holter about the realities of running ICE.
What was your first thought when you saw President Trump's executive orders on travel and refugees last month?
My first thought was one of disappointment. It struck me as being a little rushed. People in the field want to do the right thing, but they need guidance, and they need to know what it is that the administration wants to accomplish. So important for people who are trying to implement a policy.
There have been a couple of incidents this week. A 23-year-old dreamer with protection under President Obama's DACA program was arrested in Seattle. A woman in El Paso who reported domestic violence and then was taken by ICE to be deported. Do you worry about those executive orders being interpreted more broadly?
They are broadly written. It's not a matter of interpretation. It is quite sweeping in its scope. Now, there's the executive order dealing with refugees, which came to a head a couple of weekends ago. And then there's the executive order dealing with immigration enforcement and generally in the interior and on the border.
And there hasn't been all that much attention to that.
No, and quite frankly, I think that's something that we really should be turning our attention to because it is sweeping in its scope.
President Trump asked for 10,000 more immigration officers, and he wants to speed up deportations. There are 500,000 people backlogged in the system now. Is it realistic?
In the letter of the directive, it is not realistic. I have no issue with a new administration coming in and taking on its own priorities and viewing immigration policy in a different way. That's their prerogative. They were elected by the people. But I would like to see it well thought through in a timely manner that allows us, you mentioned the 10,000 officers that have been called for in the executive order, allows us to properly train those people. I know we had several hundred officers that have been authorized by the Congress. We had trouble filling those positions in a timely manner. We, believe me, I heard it from the Hill when we weren't moving fast enough. 10,000 is an ambitious platform.
Let's talk a little bit about sanctuary cities. Here in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott talks about, quote, putting the hammer down on the Austin Sheriff, the Dallas County Commissioners, and others who endorse those kind of policies. From your perspective at ICE, do sanctuary city policies get in the way of ICE enforcement?
There is no specific definition of a sanctuary city. San Francisco and New York are thought of as sanctuary cities. Their approach to enforcement of immigration law is different. Ours here in Dallas County, sometimes referred to as a sanctuary city, is also different. So I don't want to speak in terms of sanctuary cities. There are many cities that have more of a welcoming attitude towards immigrants than others. I can speak to that. The ones who shut the door in the face of ICE and refuse to cooperate, my personal opinion, that's not a good thing.
How did that play out in Texas compared to the rest of the country?
Oh, Texas was very cooperative with ICE, by and large.
You worked for a president who promised a lot to immigrants initially. He did deliver DACA and DAPA, the deferred action programs. But some people ended up criticizing him as being the deporter in chief. When you look back, what would you have done differently?
I loved the approach to the priorities and its enforcement of immigration laws because so much time was put into it. This was not an overnight operation. I don't think there's anything I would criticize the president for. I was busy implementing his policy, and I believe the White House selected me for this job because I was viewed as a law enforcement person with a heart. So I think that's probably not a bad couple of qualities for the director of ICE.
Sarah Saldana, welcome back to Dallas, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.